I can feel that new expression on your face. That was Ballyhoo. That's when you walk in the room. It brings us to 7 o'clock and news time. In your top stories at this hour, Minister Gordon Gwana says grey listing was a good lesson for South Africa. MKP refers Shivambo matter to the National High Command, and another body is found in the Eastern Cape. Finance Minister Enoch Gongwana says South Africa's grey listing is a lesson for the government to work as a whole. South Africa was grey listed in 2023 over concerns about terror financing and money laundering. Gongwana says grey listing has been a good challenge for the government as it taught the state to operate as a whole. The Umkhonto weSizwe party says its National High Command will handle issues related to former Secretary General Floyd Shivambu. This follows Shivambu's announcement at a media briefing yesterday that he may start a new political party. He also claimed he was removed as MKP's Secretary General based on fake intelligence reports. MKP's Sihleng Gabane told the SABC that the party still regards Shivambu as a minister, as a member, and respects his views. Limpopo Premier Dr. Poppy Ramatuba has condemned derogatory statements made against the Shonga people of the province. This follows the circulation of a video of a leader of the Umkhonto weSizwe party using a derogatory name to refer to another person in Limpopo. The video has since been shared widely on social media. Ramatuba told the provincial legislature yesterday that tribalism will not be allowed to divide the people of Limpopo. Police have found another body after the floods in the Eastern Cape. According to the humanitarian organization Gift of the Givers, the latest victim is a woman aged between 17 and 20. She was found yesterday evening. The official death toll from the disaster stood at 90 earlier this week. Recovery efforts to find missing people in the affected areas continues. Business people from Site C in Khayelitsha are demanding contracts for local service providers at the Site C Plaza in Cape Town. The group stormed the place and brought operations to a close yesterday. The group says that they are frustrated over the exclusion from the plaza. They claim they have tried to engage the property department of the plaza for more than 2 years. And moving to international news, US President Donald Trump will decide his country's action on the conflict between Israel and Iran within the next 2 weeks. Israel attacked Iran last week and killed hundreds of people, including top security officials. Iran has retaliated with attacks in cities like Tel Aviv. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu claims that America is already helping his country in this conflict. However, the White House says Trump will make his decision within 2 weeks. And looking at sports news, Carlos Alcaraz had to dig deep to avoid an upset against Jaume Muma, eventually prevailing 6-4, 6-7 and 7-5 at Queen's Club. The world number 2 fought back from 4-2 down in the final set, showing grit despite 53 unforced errors. The Spaniard extended his winning streak to 15 matches ahead of the quarterfinal clash. Meanwhile, Britain's Jacob Fernie reached his first ATP Tour quarterfinal by beating Quentin Mote 6-3, 2-6, 6-2. Gold was selling at $3,351, 72 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $76.85. $1 US, R18.01. The British pound, R24.30. And the euro, R20.74. A Bitcoin is currently $104,656.02. And that's all for this bulletin. Next news at 8. Having a last look at the weather forecast for the day this morning, and this is the information supplied by the SA Weather Service. We start with severe weather alerts. There are impact-based warnings. Yellow level 2 for damaging waves resulting in difficulty in navigation. Small vessels risking taking water and capsizing.